As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Let's roll. All right, listen, we have our good friends, Nathan Grube.
He's Frick.
And you're Frack?
I'm Frack.
Andy Bassett, Senior VP at Travelers. Now, wait, I used to call you Tournament Director, but then I heard you, someone, I don't know where it was, it's now Executive Director? Is that new?
No, there's a lot of different things you could call me, but Tournament Director, I mean, the tournament is run by a foundation. And so I sit as the executive director of the foundation, but that doesn't matter. It's the Travelers Championship, and I'm the tournament director for that. So that's what I go
by. My title
didn't
change. I'm still executive vice president and chief administrative officer. So it hasn't changed.
It's executive vice president?
Yeah.
Not senior vice president?
You can call me whatever you want, Brian.
Hey,
good.
Listen, I'm excited. I want to go back because Rory's coming, obviously, in June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is great. And we got the news this morning about Hoda and the women's breakfast, which is cool. And Hoda's an awesome human being, which will be great. But I Sunday was one of those days, you know, when my kids were little. Like, I remember my oldest son would put on a red shirt and we'd watch Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, even on a normal event when Tiger was playing, we would just put it on all day. And last Sunday was like one of the first times, I think as a dad since then, that we had it on all day. It was incredible.
Yeah. You know, Rory and I spent a lot of time talking at the Players. That was his second victory this year. This was his third. And I'm telling you, his head is in such a great place right now, and you don't have to talk to him for very long to figure that out. And he's just had a total switch. He's really focused on golf. You know, last year or the year before, he got off of one of the boards at the PGA Tour.
Yeah,
and that stuff can get distracting. When you're an athlete, you should be an athlete, right?
Yeah,
you're not a business person. And I don't know, he didn't say that, but I think that getting away from the business side of the PGA Tour and focusing on his golf game made a whole difference.
When it comes to Rory, I think my instinct is that now that this is off his back, he's gonna roll. And I think he's that much better than so many people that it could be an interesting run here. I'm not gonna say Tiger-esque or what have you. And after the first hole when, you know, he was in second place.
And
I was like, and I thought Bryson DeChambeau was going to roll. Yeah. I'm just curious. And again, we're going to get into a ton of the tournament stuff, but we have a short little window here and then we'll talk more at 8:20. You know, my son loves Bryson DeChambeau because he's
great
really
guy.
Turned it around because this, what he does on social media, whether it's the par three, the shot over his house or the 50 birdies and 50 holes or whatever.
Yeah.
The kids love him.
Yeah.
But him and Patrick Reed, outside of those two, you know, I mean, people openly cheer against the LIV guys. And I wonder if the lack of competition, they got all the money.
Oh, yeah.
And Rahm is still amazing. But I feel like the lack of the way the competition dynamic, it puts them back. They're not as well equipped for these major events.
We talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, if an athlete doesn't compete, and the LIV Tour is a 3-day, not a 4-day.
Yeah.
And actually, I told
Plus, Jay they get paid, they're paid no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's not as competitive. And when you get into a major like that, I mean, you've got to be as competitive and tough mentally and physically, right? And Bryson is physically and mentally tough.
Yeah.
And but he has a hard time. I think any of them will have a hard time going to the fourth day. And I think we saw some of that.
Yeah. Right, Nathan? Yeah, no, it's just the intensity of it. I mean, it's just they're not used to that environment. But again, those are phenomenal players, athletes. They, yeah. You know, it's see what Bryson does to your point. He kind of crosses over. He's like athlete, social media. He's a lot of different things.
Well, the question is for you, since all you've been doing is saying and yeah for 2.5 minutes.
I agree. No, if you agree.
If you had to do an over under on when someone like that will end up back at a place like the Travelers, is it 2 years? Is it 3 years?
Ah, oh, man. That's,
is it never?
It's. I think it is going to happen at some point. I want to say one thing that Andy is very good at is when we were at Augusta, keeping relationships with all those guys. He made sure he talked to John, talked to Bryson, talked to Brooks, talked to everybody. Like, look, when there is a convergence again of the tours, I mean, they said to Andy, hey, you guys are one of the first places we want to play. So the relationships mixed with just where the tour is going, like we're making sure we're doing our part of making sure those relationships are still alive, and then whatever happens, happens with the tours.
Do you think it'll happen? When do you think it'll happen?
Oh, I mean, I do think at some point it'll happen. I don't know when, though. I don't know, Andy.
I just don't know when. I think that it's been very clear that the meetings that the tour has been having, you've been reading about in the paper for the last 4 or 5 months, it's very clear that the whole PIF thing, now PIF is the investment fund, right?
Yeah, out in Saudi Arabia.
That'll only happen if it's really good for the PGA Tour. The whole dynamics have changed. So if it's good for the tour, it'll happen. The live piece is different. And I just don't know. There's a lot of money involved that was taken, and I think that just has an effect on everything. But as Nathan said, you know, we saw Bryson, I gave him a hug, and we were like, we've done a lot of fun things together. He's a great guy, but he's intense, man. His body is just in phenomenal athletic shape.
So strong. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're back with Andy Bassett with Travelers and Nathan Grube, the executive director or tournament director, whatever you want to call him. So Victor Hovland committed yesterday.
He did.
And what people, and we talk about this almost every time you come in, but I think it always bears repeating, he's a guy that you gave a start to.
Yeah, I think that's been part of our DNA and our history with Travelers. I remember Andy, when they took over in 70s, like, how do we create a pathway to the next generation? And you look at Victor turning pro with us, that year that Colin turned pro with us, Morikawa. It's part of the history. It's fun. You look down the top 10 right now. I mean, guys that started their career with us are now coming back. Ludvig Åberg. I mean, he's, top five in the world. We gave him an exemption a couple years ago, and now he's back. So it's great to see.
So his 18th. I don't know if you saw it. Was just painful.
Oh, that was painful.
He's an incredible golfer. He is. Everyone at home could relate to what happened to him because I've done that.
He's going to win majors, but that was tough to watch on Sunday.
So hard to watch, but it seems like a great kid. He is so young. My question is, how do you? I mean, you obviously scour the amateur ranks and you're watching, but like you seem to have a really kind of a magic touch with that, giving someone their exemption inviting somebody and then making their debut. What do you look for? How do you do it?
Well, we have a company called Wasserman Media Group, who is our consultant for the tournament. And between, they have tremendous knowledge. Matter of fact, I think they represent the highest number of professional golfers in the business. So they're a terrific guidance factor for Nathan and I. And so between the three of us, we sit down and we look at a number of factors. It sounds more difficult, but it's easier than it sounds in some ways.
Well, everybody would do it, though, and I think you guys, a lot of tournaments do it, but it seems like this tournament has an exceedingly successful hit rate with these guys.
And we've moved from, it's interesting. We used to have 8 exemptions to give out. We won't get into all the categories, but we used to give 2 or 3 exemptions to the best young players coming out. Now, because we're a signature event, and we have a much smaller field. We only have 4. So we cut in half. And of that, right, Nathan, we try to keep 1 of the 4 for the outstanding young player coming out. And there's a couple of ways they come out, through PGA Tour U or through some kind of an accelerated program for undergraduates. And so those are the 2 categories we look at. But we always save 1 of the 4 so we can maintain the history of giving young athletes an opportunity to break out.
Yeah, it's a nice calendar too. Like the NCAA season's just ending, and guys are just turning pro. And before you come to the Travelers and hit a good number, you can shoot it up. I don't know in terms of getting a cart and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
we're talking with Andy Bassett and Nathan Group here talking about the Travelers. Obviously, things get started in mid-June. I think it's what the 19th.
58 days.
The 19th through the 22nd is the proper element of the tournament.
Yeah.
And anything new?
There's always something new. I think Andy and the Travelers team always set the tone. When the fans come on property, when the players come on property, when in the media, when anybody comes on property, you want to feel like, hey, they took it to the next level. So that's been 19 years of taking it to the next level every week. So yeah, I mean, the fans are going to notice new facilities on property, the players, the caddies, new dining options. We revamped the event lawn that's open to the public. Treehouse Brewery out of Massachusetts is going to come. We're building the big Treehouse beer garden this year. I would say enhance is the best word that we can use.
A couple of double IPAs is going to be fisticuffs.
single purchase.
And we focus on the fans, right? Yeah. As Nathan's talking about, but we also focus on the players and the media. And we just came back from Augusta. And on Tuesday night at Augusta, we have what we call the National Media Dinner. Mm-hmm. And this year, we had a record turnout. We were well over 45 media members came into our dinner. And it was phenomenal. And we had—
Oh, just for Travelers?
Yes. Just for the Travelers Championship.
Oh, wow.
Just talking about our story, talking about what we do.
They have nothing else to—
food. You know journalists.
Right. They have nothing else to do on a Tuesday night, maybe. But they come to our dinner. This year, Billy Horschel was our guest speaker. We always bring in a pro to talk to them. And he was so moving because his family has had to deal with addiction. And what he gives back through his charity is really moving. And he'll be playing our tournament. And he's just a terrific guy. I mean, he's a really good guy. Anyways, so we did that, and we talked to him about some of the enhancements and changes. And we talk about the changes we're making for the players, right? And we're enhancing brew and moo down on the practice facility to have—
You and your coffee.
Coffee and milkshakes.
And UConn ice cream and the milkshakes. Billy Horschel said, Andy, are you going to do the milkshakes again this year? I said, absolutely. We're doing milkshake Sundays. We're going to have all kinds. And because the players really love brew and
moo. We'll even let Brian come down this time. You get to see it from your booth.
Right,
but we might invite you down this year.
I'm up on the thing watching, you know.
We'll give you a personal tour.
Like when Bhatia comes down with his T-squares at 5 in the morning to practice his putting. But I love our vantage point, but I don't know where that coffee shop is. So
we'll let you see it.
We'll take you down.
I'm going to grab some
milkshakes, ice cream, cups of ice cream.
It's great.
So we do a lot to enhance the experience. And the wives, you know, we give clothing to the wives as a gift. And they're all Sally Eckroat. So what are you going to give this year? And so the wives are even excited about coming to Travelers.
I consider us, you know, we've developed a friendship here. But I will say about the Travelers and the company, and we've talked how important this event is to the state of Connecticut. And we don't have a ton, and this is amazing, and people come from all over. And I don't know how you calculate the ROI for the company or what have you. I mean, how far out are you committed now? I don't know.
2030.
Okay.
We have the term in 2030.
Are you guys, how the degree of happiness, satisfaction are you and the corporate side?
Alan Schnitzer, who's our chairman and CEO, and I are like at 110. I mean, this is terrific. It's terrific because it gives the pride in the community is critical to us. And I mean the general community. And what we give back to charity every year, I mean, we keep setting records, and we will set records again this year on charity. Last year, we gave over $3.3 million.
Yeah.
This year, and I'm not predicting ahead of time, pre-announcing, but we'll be north of $3.5
million. Oh, he committed me to it. Okay, got it. All right.
So, and whatever the difference is, he makes up from his salary.
Exactly. That's a painful day for a young Nathan.
Sorry, kids. Daddy has to stay at work. So.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that, but it's a big outlay, too. I mean, it's not like a small expense for the company.
Oh, no.
If you guys, I mean, you have to stay.
Brian, I gotta say one thing about that. I mean, because it's not like a normal professional sports franchise, right? Usually there is a collaboration with the state to build the stadium and the taxpayers get involved and stuff like that. This is a privately funded, I mean, corporations, Travelers, our corporate sponsors make this happen. And it is hey, we're going to do this, and Travelers does it for all the right reasons, and all the money goes out to the community. So, like, the more you peel back this onion, the better it feels when it comes to what it means for our community, what it means for the charities, and why Travelers does it.
And the league has been critical to this. And I say the league, the PGA Tour, right? Because that's like the NFL. They're like the Major League Baseball. The league has been critical. Like this past winter, they put a bunch of money into TPC River Highlands. They did it last year. They, you know, we talked about the enhancements to the course. This year, they went in and they built a stone wall around the pond. I mean, that was not insignificant. Now, why did they do that? Yeah, visibility is a beautiful thing, but if the fairways were starting to like leak into the pond, and so they did it structurally. The second fairway on the left side, there were two dead trees on the left. They had to take them out, and they couldn't put new ones in that fast and blah, blah, blah. So they put berms in before the second green. Then they elongated, they put a new tee box on three,
yeah.
And that really made it about 20 yards longer, and it puts that tree into play straight up. And so those are three enhancements the tour continues
to make.
That
last one is not an enhancement for me.
Well, me neither, but I can't reach the tree from there anyway, so that's okay.
Listen, guys, hopefully we'll have you on maybe again before the tournament starts. Obviously, tickets are on sale now. You can get them, and I honestly, it's a school skippable. Take your kids, walk the course.
Oh, I love that.
I think
school skippable. I love it. Okay.
It's definitely, plus Thursday. I mean, I love Thursday. Thursday's the best.
Yeah.
And because it's accessible, they're right there. You can see them tee off. Like, there's no distance. You can be from me to you with Rory. It's really incredible. Yeah. We got to run. Nathan and Andy, as always, we love having
you. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
Thank you.